亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是建立教会的神。
Because you are the God who created churches.
你也让我们成为教会的一部分。
You made us part of the church.
我们今天求你用你的话语去建立我们。
Today we use your words to encourage us.
也祝福这个教会。
May you continue to bless this church.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，今天呢是你们教会庆祝19周年的时间。
So we thank the Lord for today is your 19th anniversary time.
我相信呢，19年前的 MMCC 跟现在的一定有很多都不一样。
I believe.The church 19 years ago of MMCC is different from the one today.
其实呢，世界的不断在转变。
So the church is continuing, I mean the society continuing to change.
每一个组织的在这个地上，其实都不停的在改变。
So all the organizations are also changing on earth.
比方说呢，IBM 呢是一个老字号。
So we know that, for example, the IBM has changed the logo.
它已经超过100年了。
It's older than 100 years ago.
你知道100年前 IBM 是做什么生意的呢
？Do you know what did IBM do 100 years ago?
有没有人猜到
？Do you know what's the business?
其实我也不知道，我在网站上面找一找。
So I found out on the web.
他说了100年前呢，他们是做钟表的 clock.
Oh, 100 years ago, they were making clocks.
还有就是这些计算时间的机器。
They were making a machine that would calculate time.
一直到1930年代的时候呢，IBM 就在改变了。
So,Beginning about the 1930s, the IBM started to change.
他们就开始发展这个计算机。
So they begin to develop calculators.
那么如果没有这个转变的时候呢，大概 IBM 就不会再存在。
If there was not such a change, then the IBM may not even exist today.
其实每一个成功的机构呢，他都会明白改变的重要性。
So all the successful organizations understand how important changes are.
但是呢，他同样明白了，有一些东西有关一个公司的，它是绝对不能变的。
But they also understand something about the organization will never change.
如果他们连这些东西也改变呢，那么他就不再是他自己了。
If they change those things, then they are no longer themselves.
所以呢，他们一般就讲这些的，就是他们的核心的价值。
So they call those a core value.
你知道 IBM 的核心的价值是什么呢
？Do you know what is core value for IBM?
他们的其中一个founder， 他就是这个 Thomas Watson Senior， 他的座右铭呢？就是 think 思考。
So the advice of the founder Thomas Watson Senior is think.
所以呢，他们的核心价值呢，现在就是 innovation 创新。
So their core value today is innovation.
这个解释为什么呢？他们从前100年前是卖钟表的，最后变成现在是做不同的。科学的这些科技的发展的。
So this is why 100 years ago they were making clock, but today they're in the high tech industry.
所以呢，今天你们庆祝教会的19周年的时候
，So as you are celebrating your 19th anniversary,
我就要帮助大家去思考一下，那么MMCC 的。核心的价值是什么呢
？So I would like to help you to think what is the core value for MMCC.
因为如果我们失去了这个核心的价值的时候，那么一个教会就不再是一个教会了。
So if we lose our core value, then the church is no longer a church.
很多时候呢，人家会把核心的价值呢，用两样东西去形容的。
People usually describe the core value with two things.
这个呢就是这个就是vision 跟 mission， 就是翻译成为愿景跟这个使命。
So the two things are vision and mission.
愿景呢就是讲到你的目标。
So the vision is your purpose.
使命呢就是讲到你怎么可以达到你的目标。
So the mission is the method to reach your purpose.
那么我们就要从教会的愿景跟使命来开始去思考它究竟它们是什么。
So we will start to consider what is your vision and your mission.
所以呢我们第一个问题要问大家的就是，如果我问你教会是什么，你怎么回答？
So if I ask what is church, how are you going to answer?
有没有想过什么？
Have you ever thought about it?
什么叫教会？
What is church?
那我去找一找我们的税务局 IRS， 他是怎么形容教会的呢？他就想到了教会就是一个教会就是一间非牟利的志愿团体，专门在慈善和宗教教育上面工作的。
So church is a non-profit volunteer group, and they're focused on devoted to charity and religious education.
那如果这个就是你对教会的定义的时候，那么佛教的这些慈济啊，这些跟我们教会有什么分别？
So if this is your definition of a church, so then how is it different from the Buddha's?
Okay, 所以你说啊，我们可以改一改啊，把这个宗教这个字改成做基督教，那么就可以了。
So we can change the word religion into Christian.
这个行不行呢？你说。
Is this okay?
那如果是这样子的时候，我问你一个问题，那么神学院跟教会有没有什么分别呢？
Then if I ask what is the difference between a seminary and a church?
或者我会问，那么为什么一个查经班不是一个教会呢？
Then I can even ask why is not a Bible study group is not a church?
所以你要想一想，十九年前在 MMC 是发生了什么事情？你们说当天就是你们的教会的开始。
So you have to think what happened 19 years ago in your group that you consider become a church.
多少人在当天是在MMCC 开始的时候在的？哇，感谢主啊！那我不在了。但是我猜当天会发生什么事情呢？
But even though I was not there, but I can imagine what happened in that day.
你们当时一定是一同崇拜。
So you must be worshipped together.
其实呢，崇拜神就是教会里面的核心的一个价值。
So worship God is the core value of the church.
崇拜就是教会的愿景。
So worship is church's vision.
当一般弟兄姊妹一同崇拜神的时候，那么教会就建立了。
So when a group of brothers and sisters worship together, then it becomes church.
你也可以说，当一个教会他忘记了去崇拜神的时候，它就不再是一间教会了。
So you can also say, when the church forget about worshiping God, they no longer exist as a church.
其实你 MMCC 也是一个注重崇拜的一个教会哦。
So MMCC is a church that emphasizes on worship.
我去你们的网站上面，我预备这个讲到，就要研究一下你们相信什么。我去你们网站上边去调查一下。
So I went to study your website to look at your bylaws.
你们说呢？那你们简直形容你们自己哈。 我们的敬拜是以神为中心，用全心来敬拜圣洁的三一真神，他是无限全能的，且永不改变的。
So you say that our worship is God-centered, and we worship the triune holy God with all our heart. He is unlimited, omnipotent, and never changing.
那在圣经里面提醒我们，崇拜神的时候呢，不是一个表面的一个行为。
So the Bible teaches us when we worship God, it's not outside our outward performance.
这个是我们内心的向神的一个敬拜。
It's an inside we worship in our hearts.
当教会去敬拜神的时候，它有一个目的。
When the church worship God, that has a purpose.
这个就是我们今天的讲到以弗所书三章二十一节讲到，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿门，阿门。
So this is what we read in Ephesians 3:21. To whom be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
敬拜神的目标呢？的目的呢？就是让神得到荣耀。
So the purpose for worship is to bring glory to God.
二十一节呢是一句难解的圣经。
The verse 21 is a difficult verse in the Bible.
原因呢就是保罗把教会跟耶稣基督放在一起。
So the reason is Paul put that church and Jesus Christ together.
你说父神在主耶稣身上得到荣耀是理所当然的。
You say that may the Lord and may the God receive His glory in Christ, which is logical, of course.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，父神不单只在主耶稣身上得到荣耀，也在他的教会身上得到荣耀。
But then you say that God not only received glory in His Son Christ, but also in the church.
所以呢，你当看这句话的时候，你就看见教会在父神的心目中呢有多么重要的地位。
So now you can see by reading this in the mind of God the Father how important is the church.
你看呢，其实神呢做了很多事情在这个世界上面。
Actually, God performed many things in this world.
他可以从他的创造当中得到他的荣耀。
He could receive his glory in creation.
他可以在个别的弟兄姊妹的身上得到荣耀。
He could receive glory from individual members of the church.
但是神选择他在教会里面得到他的荣耀。
But God chose to receive glory in the church.
还有一样事情呢，他讲到，在教会后面 ，OK， 神通过教会，也通过耶稣基督的里面的敬拜得到荣耀。
Jesus says that God received glory through the church and through Jesus Christ.
为什么保罗要特别强调主耶稣基督呢？
Why would Paul emphasize especially on Christ?
我相信因为主耶稣跟教会有一个特别的关系。
Because Lord Jesus has a special relationship with the church.
教会的头就是耶稣。
So the head of the church is Jesus.
教会的成立就是根据主耶稣的福音。
The church was established based on the gospel of Christ.
所以主耶稣就是决定我们的敬拜是不是一个讨神喜悦的一个敬拜。
So the Lord Jesus will determine whether our worship is glorified by God.
所以教会的问题呢，如果之前的 OK， 教会的愿景呢，就是通过在耶稣基督里的敬拜，让神得到荣耀。
So the vision of the church is to bring glory to God through our worship of Jesus Christ.
我们现在讲完教会的愿景以后呢，我们就要讲到怎么达到这个愿景的方法。
So now we need to discuss how to reach the purpose of the mission.
那么我们呢就讲到这个就是教会的使命。
So this is the mission.
那如果我们要荣耀神的时候呢，有一个很自然的结果的。
If we glorify God, we'll have a very natural consequence.
你就是愿意更多人一同跟你去敬拜神。
So you are willing to worship God with a lot of group of people.
所以如果荣耀神是你的目的，那么传福音呢，就是你的使命了。
So if to glorify God is your purpose, then to proclaim the gospel will be your mission.
其实这个是很自然的。
This is very natural.
我们这个年代，比方说你去了某一个餐馆，吃的东西很好吃的时候，你会怎么做
？So suppose you go to a restaurant, you have a very delicious dish. What would you do?
你们会怎么做
？How would you do?
首先拿一个手机出来拍一个照。
Then you first take your cell phone and took a picture.
那么呢，放在这个面书上面，告诉你的朋友，哇，这个餐馆的菜真的好吃啊。
And then you send them to your friends and say, this restaurant is very good.
其实你明不明白？当你荣耀一样东西的时候呢，你不会停止在你个人知道这个事情，你要告诉你所有的朋友，告诉他们说啊，这个。
So if you want to glorify something, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to spread it out to all your friends.
这个也是你看圣经里面，特别在诗篇里面也是这样子。
This is especially true in the Psalms of the Bible.
比方说诗篇的一百篇的第一节讲到，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
For example, Psalm 100 verse 1, it says, Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
117篇的第一节讲到，万国啊，你们当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们当颂赞他。
So Psalm 117 verse 1 says, Praise the Lord, all your nations, extol him, all your people.
其实呢，我不用提醒你们，其实 MMCC 早就知道这个事情。
I don't need to remind you, you already knew this.
你在网站上面也是这样子写的。
You also wrote that on the web.
你们致力于此，就是根据神传备的话语，向世上的灵魂传福音。
So our purpose is to proclaim the gospel to the lost souls according to the word of God.
你会发觉传福音这个使命，其实是每一个教会的一个使命。
So actually to proclaim the gospel is a mission for every church.
我们教会也是这样子写的。
In our church, we are the same.
我们也是希望，荣耀神、敬拜神呢，是我们的愿景。
We also wish that worship God, glorify God is also our vision.
所以我们这样问一个问题啊，如果是每一个正统的教会都是这样子的时候，为什么还要成立，比方说 MMCC 这个教会呢？
So if all the churches are the same, why we should have a special MMCC?
为什么你们不参加这个美国人教会 CPC 就不是解决了问题了吗
？Why don't you just join CPC? Would that just solve the problem?
你有没有想过为什么要你们19年前要建立 MMCC 这个问题？
I thought about why 19 years ago you want to establish this church.
其实你们也有写下来的，你们的
wrote that down.
你们的就是你们写下来就是你们对华人传福音的负担。
So basically, you wrote down that you have a burden. You want to proclaim the gospel to Chinese families.
这个就好像呢，保罗呢，他有一个，虽然他是外邦人的使徒，
just like Paul, even though he is the apostle of the Gentiles.
但是他自己人呢，犹太人呢。
But he also has a strong burden for his own people, the Jews.
这个就是罗马书里面他谈到保罗说，我是大有忧愁，心里时常忧伤痛，为我弟兄为我骨肉之亲，就是我自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
This is what he wrote to Rome. Romans chapter 9 says, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters, we cannot ignore to proclaim the gospel. We cannot forget to have the burden to spread the gospel to Chinese.
我相信呢，这个就是为什么神在 美国建立华人教会的原因。
I believe this is one of the reasons why God established Chinese churches in the United States.
这华人教会在美国呢，很多时候都他们都会用中文跟英文一同去敬拜神的。So
because all Chinese churches use both Chinese and English in their worship.
那么呢，这些家庭如果他们讲两个语言的，他们能够一同来敬拜神。So
for the bilingual family come worship God together.
所以呢，这个是神给我们的恩赐。
This is a gift that God gave to us.
让我们呢去，特别像这类的家庭去传福音。
So made us able to spread the gospel to such families.
所以，不要忘记神给我们这个恩赐。
Do not forget the gift from God.
使用我们的恩赐。
Use our gifts.
那么这个教会就会继续的能够荣耀神。
Then this church can continue glorify God.
但是呢，带领人信耶稣的其实是一个很难的事情呢。
Well, actually, to bring people to Jesus is very difficult.
你可能有一些朋友，你带他来教会已经很多次、很多年了。
You may have a friend, you have bringing him to church many, many years.
但是他一直都没有信耶稣。
But he has not been, has not become a believer yet.
我也有剪纸的经验。
I have such experiences myself.
那么我从前遇到剪纸的困难的时候呢，我就有剪纸的结论。
When I heard people have such difficulty, and I came to such a conclusion.
我第一个结论就是我没有传福音的恩赐啊，所以人家这么多年都没有信耶稣。
So the first conclusion is I do not have the gift to spread the gospel. That's why many years they haven't been believed yet.
第二个结论就是人的心太硬了。
The second conclusion is their heart is so hard.
这个魔鬼这个世界给他们影响太大了。
So the influence of Satan and the world is too great.
所以他们一直没有信耶稣。
That's why they never believed in Jesus.
所以我觉得传福音对我来说就，我没做不到了。
Therefore, I decide, I conclude that I cannot spread the gospel.
直到有一天，有一个牧师解释给我听。
Until one day, a pastor explained to me.
我就开始改变。
I began to change.
他说，传福音没有成果，最大的原因。
He said the biggest reason for not fruitful in your proclaiming the gospel.
不是对方的心太硬了。
It is not the other person's heart too hard.
他说，你看耶稣在约翰福音里面讲的一句话。
He said, just look what Jesus said in the book of John.
他说，你们岂不说到受割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，杖已经熟了，可以受割了。
Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Jesus told us, this people already
ready.
And the harvest is ripe.
其实耶稣是说，你再不去收割的时候呢，这个庄稼就会变坏了。
So if you don't go harvest now, it will become bad.
所以呢，耶稣是鼓励他的门徒，你要把握这个前面的机会。
So Jesus encouraged those disciples keep the opportunity ripe.
那么为什么还是这么少人信耶稣呢？
But why still such a limited number of people believe? This is what it tells us in the book of Luke.
耶稣就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
He told them the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out the workers into his harvest field. So Jesus says, this is not the problem with people. The problem is there's not enough disciples to go to proclaim the gospel.
So Jesus says,
Therefore, Jesus said, you should ask the Lord to send more workers. So what does it tell us here?
就是我们必须要培训门徒，你才可以叫他们去传福音呢。
That means we have to equip the disciples so they can go and proclaim the gospel.
所以教会第二个使命就是装逼圣徒。
So the second mission of the church is to equip disciples.
你们教会的网站上面也是人之水的。
This is what you wrote in your website. On your website.
你们写的就是装逼圣徒用所有他们的恩赐来扶持耶稣基督。
So to equip all the saints, use all their gifts to do the ministry of Jesus Christ. I don't know who wrote this.
但是我觉得呢，他的确是一个圣经的天才。
So I believe he is gifted in the Bible.
那为什么我简直说
Why do I say that?
因为他讲到了装备基督徒的目的啊，就是去服侍神。
Because he said the purpose for equipping saints is to serve God.
但是我们其实你怎么去服侍一个看不见的神呢？
就是 How do you serve an invisible God?
其实我们服侍神的时候，就是通过我们服侍教会。
So the way we serve God is through our service to the church.
所以其实你看见呢？教会怎么成长呢？
So how do you see the church grow?
教会成长的方法就是当弟兄姊妹彼此服侍的时候呢，他就会成长。
So when the brothers and sisters serve one another, then the church will grow.
这个就是呢，我们今天的经文以弗所书三章十四节到二十一节所讲。
This is the scripture we read today, Ephesians 3:14-16.
那你知道呢？这段圣经呢是保罗为到以弗所教会的一个祷告。
So we know this was a prayer Paul had for the church in Ephesus.
所以呢，十四节呢就是保罗祷告的开始。
So verse 14 is the beginning of Paul's prayer.
十六节开始以后呢，就是保罗祷告的内容。
So verse 16 is the content of Paul's prayer.
你看保罗呢，他在十六节讲，求他按着他奉献的荣耀，指着他的灵，叫你们信你的力量增强起来。
So in verse 16, Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being.
那信你的力量其实就是讲到我们里面的人。
So the inner being is the kind of person inside of us.
圣经讲到我们的属灵的生命,
so it's our spiritual life.
And 保罗其实神叫我们里面的人刚强起来, 刚强这个字的, 其实就是一个人成长的一个特征。
So Paul asked God to strengthen our inner being, and the strengthen is our growing.
路加描述耶稣成长的时候呢, 就是用这个字。
When Luke described the growth of Jesus, he used the same word.
所以保罗是祈求神, 让这个教会长起来。
So actually Paul was praying, asking God to make the church grow.
那么17节里面就告诉我们, 当教会成长的时候呢, 它会有一个, 表现出来的。
In verses 17, when the church starts to grow, it will show a sign.
17节里面讲到了, 使基督因你们的信, 住在你们信里。
So in verse 17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
住这个字呢就是英文的 settle, 好像 就是住, 长期住在一个地方的意思。
So dwelling is like you settle down long time in a place.
跟我们去旅行啊, 住在一个旅馆里面不一样。
It's different when we stay in a hotel in our traveling.
所以呢，他是形容耶稣，当你成了一个教会成长的时候， 主耶稣呢就会很舒舒服服的， 好像住在你们教会里面。
So when the church is growing, the Lord Jesus resting in your church very comfortably.
也就是说主耶稣成为信徒， 信众的掌权的一个意思。
In other words, it means that Jesus is inside every disciple and be controlling.
当你的生命, 当一个教会是给耶稣掌权的时候,
If the church lets your life controlled by Jesus.
17节呢继续讲, 它会有, 它的结果呢, 就是叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So the result of that is that make your love be rooted and established.
换句话说, 这个教会, 这个弟兄姊妹, 他的爱心是非常有根基的。
See, in other words, they say in this church, the love of the brothers and sisters are deeply rooted.
那么18节里面呢，他的解释是， 当你这样子做的时候, 我们就能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱, 是何等长阔高深, 并知道这爱是过于人能差多的。
So in verse 18 it says, may have power together with all the most holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
你知道的人要明白爱呢，不是单看书就可以的。
For a person, in order to understand love, it's not just by only reading a book.
那你们这些小朋友啊，这些刚看 这些网站上面的小说，爱情小说的，你看得多以后，你以为你明白什么叫爱吗？
So for some of your young people, you read the love stories on the website. After you read the book, you think you understand what is love.
我告诉你，直到你经历这个爱的时候，你才完完全全明白什么叫爱。
So I'll tell you, unless you have experienced the love, then you begin to understand what is love.
其实这个也是保罗的意思。
This is what Paul means here.
你要明白神的爱吗？
Do you want to understand God's love?
你单看读圣经，其实你是明白一点点， 但是不能完全的明白。
Even if you just read the Bible, you may understand some, but not completely.
特别神的爱是，他形容是过于人能所差多的。
So especially God's love is beyond what we can grasp.
所以你唯一的方法，你就是去经历神的爱。
So the only way is to experience God's love.
但是如果你要经历神的爱的时候，你不能一个人去经历。
So if you want to experience God's love, you cannot do it all by yourself.
保罗说，我们必须要一同明白基督的爱。
We must understand God's love together.
当弟兄姊妹彼此服侍、彼此关怀的时候，你就能够明白什么叫神的爱。
So when we serve each other and care for each other, then we begin to understand what's God's love.
就好像你明白父母的爱一样。
As if you understand the love of our parents.
你什么时候明白父母的爱？
When did you understand the parents' love?
是你小的时候呢，你经历你父母对你的照顾啊，关怀啊，保护啊，是这个时候吗？
Is that when you were young, you experienced the caring and the love and protection of your parents?
其实很多时候不是这个时候你明白了。虽然你父母告诉你你看我多爱你啊，但是你听下去的时候你还是不觉得怎么样。但是有一天你会明白。但是有一天你会明白。
当你自己有孩子的时候，你就明白。When you have your own children, then you would understand. 你保护他，养大他。So you protect them, you bring them up. 你为了他，自己吃小一点点也要给他，是不是？You rather you less and save more for your children, right?
所以这个也是一样，你要明白神的爱。当你去爱别人的时候，你就明白神怎么爱你。If
you want to understand God's love, only if you start loving others, then you would understand.
所以当你去原谅对方的时候，
So when you begin to forgive other people,
那么你就明白神赦免你的罪的时候，对你的爱是多么的大。
Then you would know how great is God's love when He forgave your sins.
当你去谦卑的去服侍人的时候，
When you serve people humbly,
那么你就明白耶稣基督的谦卑。
Then you would know the humility of Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们去明白神的爱的时候，
So we try to understand God's love.
19节里面最后就这样子说，
In verse 19 it says,
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Then you will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of the love of God.
这个就是成熟。
So this is
maturity, 成熟。这个就是你一个教会里面的成长，就是这句话里面。
So in this verse, it shows the spiritual maturity of a church.
所以今天我们解释了一个教会它的愿景跟它的使命。
So today we explain the vision and the mission of a church.
神就是希望通过我们在耶稣基督里面的敬拜，我们他得到荣耀。
So God wants us to receive His glory in our worship of the Lord Jesus.
Yes. 我们要达到这个目标，我们就是要领人信主。
In order to fulfill this purpose, we have to bring people to Christ.
另外一方面，我们就要装备圣徒。
And then we also need to equip the saints.
我不知道你听到今天的讲道的时候，你的反应是怎么样？
I don't know what's your reaction to today's sermon.
会不会呢？这个要求太大了。
I'm sorry.
其实觉得自己渺小了，其实常常有的这个经验。
So this is a very common experience with small churches.
我记得呢，我有一次去探访我同学神学院同学的教会。
I remember once I went to visit a church of a classmate of mine in the seminary.
他毕业以后呢，都回到他的国家韩国里面去侍奉。
So after he graduated, he returned to Korea and served there.
他的教会呢是全世界第二大的教会。
The church he served is the second largest in the world.
平常崇拜有30,000人。
There are 30,000 people in general worship.
教务同工有100人。
They have co-workers about 100 people.
唱诗班的人有600个。
There are 600 people in the choir.
比一般的教会都大
哈。It's larger than most churches.
所以我进去的时候跟他们的牧师谈话，交通啊，我的同学带我去参加他们的聚会的时候，我就觉得很渺小的一个感觉。
So when I was meeting with the pastor and my classmate showed me the church, I feel very small.
我会问，我们能为神做什么呢？
What can we do for God? And you ask.
其实的确，我们不能为神做什么。
Actually, we cannot do anything for God.
但是神能呢。
But God can.
这个就是3:20里面所讲的一句话。
This is what is said in 3:20.
神能叫做运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us.
那这里所讲到信你的大力量，就是18节里面保罗所祈求的。
So this was what Paul said in verse 18.
换句话说，其实我们能为神做什么呢？这个力量其实从神而来。
So we said, what can we do for God? The ability came from God.
神不会要求，好像 MNCC 或者我们 3CW 这个教会所的工作，好像我同学在韩国这个教会这样子。
So God is not going to ask MCC to do the same work as what my classmate is doing in Korea.
但是神会按照他给我们的力量，要求我们去服侍他。
But God will require us to do things according to the ability that He gives us.
他会要求我们去我们附近，我们所认识的人去传福音。
He asked us to proclaim the gospel on all surroundings, our neighbors.
他们也要求我们彼此的服侍。
He also require us serve one another.
当我们没有失去我们的愿景跟使命的时候，
If we do not lose our vision nor our mission,
那么神就得到荣耀。
Then God will receive glory.
同样，神的力量就会充充足足的成就一切。
And then God's ability can fully accomplish all things.
我求神继续的祝福这个教会。
May God continue to bless this church.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为你是爱 MMCC 这个教会。
Because you love MMCC this church.
主耶稣为了这个教会而死。
Jesus died for this church.
我们就求神帮助这个教会更加的爱你。
So may God continue to help this church to love you even more.
愿他们的敬拜是按照圣经蒙神你所喜悦的。
May their worship is according to the Bible and be pleasing to you.
当弟兄姊妹更爱去敬拜你的时候，他们就会更愿意去传福音。
The more the brothers and sisters love you, the more they're willing to proclaim the gospel.
我们会愿意去告诉人，邀请他们来。 看看这个神是多么好，多么伟大的。
We would like to invite all the people come to see how great, how wonderful this God is.
我们也求神，你去装备这个教会。
We also ask you, God, to equip this church.
让每一个弟兄姊妹里面的人他增强起来。
So make all the people and brothers sisters in this church be strengthened.
能够彼此服侍。
They can serve one another.
那么，教会就能够一同的明白你的爱。
Then the church can be together in understanding your love.
求主耶稣能够就是住在这个教会，好像主的家一样。
Oh Lord Jesus, may you dwell in this church as you dwell in your own home.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
我们这边要。